show resumes of these teams that could be in the NCAA. If you did that comparing Kansas State or any other athletic director compared to David Blackburn, he stands out. Plus, he stands out being a UT guy. His heart and soul is with UT. I just think it's a shame they didn't go get David, or if they didn't get David, even with Coach Fulmer, but before you would get someone like John Curry. I'm not a fan. I'm disappointed. I like you, Tony, I'll still continue to follow the Vols because the Vols to me is not who our athletic director
damn
is.
Damn straight. You damn
it
straight.
Does, it does show the people behind the scene that don't seem to have a clue. And Davenport, you know, I have a chance to go meet her because being a donor, they've invited me to, UT's invited me to meet her, but I'm going to not go and meet her because I'm afraid I'm going to say some things that are not going to be too kind. And I'd rather just be silent about it and just have my voice on here to say, I think it's a disgrace and shameful that you didn't bring in David Blackburn.
Well, good for you for not going, because here's the truth. She's just a pawn. She didn't make that hire. That hire was about... That hire was Janet Jackson, circa 1987, and it's about control. Gonna get what I want.
Well,
control!
The hire is about where we get our gas.
Well, absolutely. And listen. Those folks are wonderful philanthropic people in our community who employ thousands of folks, including several of my good friends. So, no disrespect to them, okay? When it comes to sports and hiring people at UT, see, here was my hope. Jimmy Haslam has the Cleveland Browns now. At some point, you would think that they would get bored with controlling everything, and I mean everything that goes on here. You would think at some point they would just get bored. But no, we're going to ruin two franchises at once. We're going to ruin one on the college level, and we're going to ruin one on the professional level. And look, I don't say that out of disrespect. No disrespect intended. I'm just a guy who gets paid to be an observer of life. And basically, I'm paid for my opinions and my observations. And my observations are that those people, the hires they make, suck. Okay? Cindy Lauper, time after time. And here's the thing about Curry. Let's have a real-world conversation. John Curry is a guy, and Tony Jones has been silent so far, but I'm going to drag him into this because he knows me. Tony, listen, John Curry is a guy who has a reputation of sucking up to the right folks, treating people beneath him with contempt, making life extremely hard on coaches that he works around, and everybody at Kansas State is celebrating. Everybody. And Rick Barnes tonight is going, okay, my team just crashed and burned. This league is going to get harder next year, and I'm going to have to deal with that idiot on a daily basis. How much is this worth to me? You can say, oh, Tony, I'm promising you. I am promising you that that's what that guy is doing. He's sitting there going, okay, now, wait a second. I'm a Hall of Fame coach. I've made $100 million in my career, whatever it is. I've made enough that generations of Barnesies are going to be pretty satisfied. Is this worth it to me? Butch Jones, as we speak, probably is having his medicine adjusted. Okay?
Talk to Frank Martin and see how great an athletic director Curry is. If he would come out publicly.
Yeah, he won't do it.
Other people will speak for him because he doesn't have
to. How about this? I've spoken to people that were at Tennessee, and Tony was, and whether Tony will say something or not, I don't know. Because I'm not trying to drag Tony. I have too much respect for Tony. Tony can speak if he wants to. But I'm going to tell you this right now. I've talked to people that were at Tennessee the last go-around when he was over there, and he was like a bull in the china shop toward people that worked under him. And that's a sad, sad thing. Listen, I've talked to too many people that I respect to tell me yesterday was one of the darkest days in the history of their association with the school. And I'm talking about 20-plus year employees who were heartbroken to find out that this guy took a job. And I saw what Claire Stone wrote on her Facebook page, and it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that a sweet lady like that who loves this school would have to express herself in that manner. And God bless her for doing so. And other people who have stood up and who have said, this guy, they're going to try and sell him. They're going to try and sell him as a Tennessee guy. He ain't a Tennessee guy. The only thing he has in Tennessee is he took a lot of money out of here, made a name for himself, and got a job at Kansas State. He ain't a Tennessee guy. He's a Wake Forest guy. He ain't a Tennessee. He's an ACC guy. He ain't a Tennessee guy. Don't give me that. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. Don't give me that. This whole thing is about control. I'm convinced now more than ever that if Nick Saban called these people up and said, hey, y'all, if something happens with your football coach in the fall, Butch Jones, I would love the opportunity to coach in Neyland Stadium. You know, I've always had this great love for General Neyland and Rocky Top, and it'd be just fun to bring Tennessee back to the top of the mountain. And I feel like I've got 5 years left. And you know what they would tell? They would tell Nick Saban, no thanks, coach. We got it. And you know what that's code for? We can't control you. It's real simple. Tony, would you care to give me your thoughts on John Curry one way or another?
I'm gonna be as candid as I possibly could be and as honest as I could possibly be. I know David Blackburn personally. He interviewed me for the UT Chattanooga head basketball coaching job. I know Philip Fulmer personally. We had a great relationship when I was on the Hill, as a member of the UT basketball staff. And obviously I know John Curry, because he was the associate athletic director during my tenure there, and he was in charge of men's basketball. And I worked, side by side with John Curry on scheduling, and we had weekly meetings. So, all three of those guys, in my estimation, are credible athletic directors. Perspective as it relates to Philip Fulmer, because he's never held the job. David Blackburn, has done a great job at UTC. He's hired great coaches. His football team is on the top of their division. Obviously, his basketball team is doing well. They came into Thompson Bowling and beat Tennessee handily his first game of the season. John has did some good things at Kansas State, as it pertains to raising money and things of that nature. I can't comment on his relationship with coaches at Kansas State. What I can comment on is my relationship with John Curry when he was here at Tennessee. And I never had a problem with him. He always supported me. I can't comment on how other people viewed him and his relationships with other people. I could just view him as the relationship I had with him. And it was, first class. I liked him. And I'm going to give him an opportunity to lead the Big Orange. And, I'm going to support him. And by saying that, I'm going to be at that 4:30 press conference. And I'm going to be there, hopefully, that he can do some of the same things he did at Kansas State financially, and hopefully our basketball, football, Lady Balls team and things of that nature can be the best in the SEC.
Tony and Marky Boy, we're about out of time. I got to get some stuff done, work on my blog and some other things for the AM. On the way out, would you, gentlemen, like to have a final word, Griff? I'll give you a shot, and then Tony a shot as well. Tie this thing up, this basketball game, what we saw tonight.
Well, just
flush it down the commode and this game tonight and get ready for senior day against Alabama and let's have a good turnout for Hubs and Limited Lou. I'm excited for those two individuals. I hope that and the fans should come out and honor those two players and really help this team get back on track or it's going to get worse. But at the same time, we still got lots to play for. We just got to make sure we have a good turnout for these two. And I'm just encouraging the fans to come out. I know I'll be there and looking forward to seeing a much better performance and a W on Saturday.
Griff, I love you. You're infectious. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my friend. Have a great night, buddy.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Tone laid on me here, brother, on the way out. Give me a thought.
You're only as good as your last performance, and Tennessee's next performance is Saturday against a formidable Alabama team that's vying for NCAA tournament berth. As of right now, guys, and fans and the like, we're vying for relevant in the NIT conversation. Obviously, we will reassess our goals when we go to the SEC tournament because if we win the tournament, that's an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. But our realistic goals is to get to the NIT. Let's try and bring it all together. Let's send Robert Hubs and, like Mark said, Limited Lou. Let's send them off. Let's send them off. You know, in the way they should go out. You know, your last game at your home arena, you should win that game. You should have positive memories of that. And let the fans come out and support the team. And let's garner some momentum heading into the SEC tournament. And let's see what happens.
Hey, Tone, on the way out, I really appreciate you, man. We're on different sides of the Curry deal. I hope you're right. I hope he proves me wrong. I don't really have high hopes, but I respect the absolute daylight out of you, my friend. And I give you the freedom and the forum anytime here. If you can, share with the living listener who presented you tonight, and I thank you as usual, my friend.
Thank you, Tony, and lots of love and much respect to you, and always respect your opinion on any issue regarding UT and SEC athletics. I'm brought to you by the Knoxville Basketball Academy. It's a division of H3 Sports, brought to you by Roar Sports Drink, the progressive beverage for the athlete of tomorrow. It'll be in stores across Tennessee.
Did you say it's the progressive beverage?
Yes.
We need to get Bev Davenport some of that. But go ahead. Continue.
The progressive beverage of the athlete of tomorrow, and it'll be in stores in Knoxville and in Tennessee very soon. And also brought to you by the Alley Sports Bar and Grill on Kingston Pike. Thanks, Tony. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow. At some point between the 11 and 1 o'clock hour, I have that hour booked up.
I cannot wait, Tone.
And we will discuss a bevy of topics that I know you will bring to the table.
Tone, I love you.
It's all good. It's all good, and it's love.
Love you, man. Thanks.
Later.
The great Tony Jones Live has left the building. Wow. Here's where I'm at. Tomorrow in the blog, we're going to deal with this Curry hire, and then tomorrow, I'm hoping the guy succeeds and blows it out of the water and becomes a Hall of Fame AD and we win multiple championships. Now, I'm not holding my breath on that. I don't think that's going to come to pass, but I'm not going to sit on the air and grandstand against the guy because I'm cheering for my alma mater to make it. I am kind of resigned to the fact that this thing's about control and that the Haslam family just aren't real good at this. And I don't even really know if they're interested in winning, quite frankly, as much as they're interested in controlling something. Unfortunately, I'm not one of those things. I will not be controlled. I will have my opinion. I will speak my opinion. I will not be silenced. I will continue to serve the common fan, the living fan. I consider myself emotionally invested in this. I consider our relationship one that brings me great wealth, if not tremendous financial reward. But tonight's game was, well, it was another brick in the wall. Brick by brick by brick by brick by brick. And Tony Jones, who's on here in the post game, checked out and watched a half hour of the Sanford and Son. And if I could have found the coordinates, I might have been sitting there with Fred G. Sanford, who I absolutely love. So tomorrow, as John Curry is introduced to the media, I will be ready to give him a wonderful opportunity to lead to me what is a really special place. But I will always hold in my mind that the way they've treated David Blackburn is just utterly disgraceful. Utterly disgraceful. But that's not John Curry's, that's not Curry's fault. It's not Curry's fault. So that press conference tomorrow is in the late afternoon. And then, somebody asked me if we're going to do a special transmission after that. I don't know. I'm going to decide tomorrow. See how my health is, back is, all that stuff. Thank you to Mark Griffin. Thank you to Tony Jones. Thank you to you for being there. Thank you to our basketball Vols for a wonderful season. It's been great. Till we meet again, for all those behind the scenes, this is, by the way, Alabama is getting ready to win game number 17, is it, Laura? And game number 10 in the league. And Avery Johnson doesn't even have his players yet. He's going to be in year 2 next year, and he's recruited the daylights out of that deal. And so Avery's got his booster chair. He's going to bring it to Thompson Bowling on Saturday. He'll be riding high, sitting on top of the 2. He's a very good coach, and he's recruited like a madman. He has hit the ground running there. But I don't want to belabor the point on recruiting, because people call me a hater, and I don't want to be a hater, because we're 500, and what people want, so whatever. I mean, actually, we're not even 500 now. Till we meet again, for all those behind the scenes, I love you. God bless. Go Vols, go.
And they don't admit it's that Popovich, but
right. It's totally intrusive.
Anything to build up these coaches are going to do.
It's
I hate to tell you, it's not about the coaches.
That's exactly right. I mean, Tennessee didn't win today, or lost the game today, and it wasn't about the coaches. It's about the fact that Carolina's better. And that's why Tennessee's a 500 basketball team. They got basically 500 players. Rick Barnes is a Hall of Fame coach, but you got to have players. I mean, at some point, you got to have players. Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Smartway Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. 75 minutes into a commercial break-free excursion. Nobody else does this. Not anywhere, not anyhow. And leave a tip if you feel led. Let's get our next call in. Smartway Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Hello.
Hello, Dream Team. This is Barry Manilow. I bet you didn't know that I was a Tennessee basketball fan, did you, Basilio?
Barry Manilow, I did not know that.
Well, I've been following the team since the mid-70s when Bernard King was a member of Ray Mears' squad, along with Ernie Grunfeld. I also followed the team in the mid to late 80s when Mark Hotdance Griffin played for the team, a.k.a. the Bronze Bomber. I'm making a major comeback, and I'm getting ready to go on a worldwide